says we have to go, we have to go. Kavod.
May you permission. Rosh Chodesh Tov, tonight is Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Tov.
The Gemara comes to the statement שנכנס אדם מרבים בשמחה. When a dog comes, you have to be more happy. Of course, the explanation is, since we have Purim, Rashi says, Masechet Ta'anit is Purim and Pesach. It's not just because Purim is coming, but Purim and Pesach. So Pesach is coming in a month and a half. And Purim is in 2 weeks. So comes the Gemara in a statement and said, listen, you got to be happy. Rosh Chodesh Adar is time of happiness. So, never had such a thing in my life. So something is going to be happening in 6 weeks, you should start being happy. Somebody says, you should get drunk already from tonight. It's very, very happy. It's a very happy month. You have to know the truth behind it. What's behind it? That you have to be happy now because Pesach is coming in 6 weeks. What's going to help today? And Purim is coming in 2 weeks. Gemara says, actually, the thing is that Shulchan Aruch was something very strange, if you may say. If somebody knows that he will be away for Purim, maybe in Hawaii, he gets stuck in Hawaii. There's no shuls over there, there's no Chabad over there, the place that we are. Only monkeys in banana. And you may have no Megillah. So the Lachan Shulchan Aruch, that from Rosh Chodesh on, you're allowed to read the Megillah. For those ones that will not be able to participate in Beit HaKnesset, listening to the Megillah on the 14th, then you can do it from Rosh Chodesh. Some of them say without the bracha, but actually you do the mitzvah. The mitzvah of listening to the Megillah is midivrei sofrim. Some chachamim said, "Vak said midoraita." Hashem knew it's going to be Purim. He said, "Chanukah is doraita, Purim is doraita." It's from Hashem. But nevertheless, certainly it's mitzvah of chachamim. Purim is a man of the mitzvah of chachamim. Like Chanukah, like washing hands, like Yerubin. It's all chachamim. Chachamim said, "We should listen to the Megillah. I will be away on Purim." Then from Rosh Chodesh on, you're allowed to read the Megillah. Something that you don't find any other holiday. Let's say somebody's going to be in Hawaii for Sukkot. He wants to make the Sukkah a week before Sukkot. He can do it. Somebody's going to be away on Chanukah. He wants to be light the menorah a few weeks before Chanukah. Sounds like a joke. Here it's a special halacha. Then from Rosh Chodesh on, you're allowed to read the Megillah. And you do the mitzvah. It's a very strange thing. Of course, maybe it complies. Since the Gemara says Rosh Chodesh Adar comes, we have to be happy because Purim is coming, also Pesach is coming. Pesach is coming, so we should have Matzah as well. It's not so simple. But you see, it has some kind of energy from Rosh Chodesh. And the question is, what is really the happiness? And what does it mean exactly? You should be more, but when you start already with the vodka. That's what it means. That's what the Gemara doesn't say that. He says, you should be more happy. That's what it means. I should be happier. So what does it mean exactly? I should be happier. Happier happier than what? Happier with what? And what do I have to do? The Gemara says nothing. They have to do nothing. The Gemara said, listen, if you have a court case with someone, then the chances to win the court case is in Adar. That's all what I know. Nothing else. You mean it anyway. It doesn't matter. פרשת השבוע, פרשת תרומה, that Hashem tells Moshe, go to Am Israel to give donation. But Hashem emphasized from the heart. את כל איש אשר ידבנו ליבו תיקחו תרומתי. It means you don't take donation from somebody that doesn't want to give it with his heart. What does it mean he wants to give it with his heart? What does it mean? What do you mean? If you give it, what do you mean? I'll give it from my pocket. Hashem said to Moshe, no. From the heart, you have to give to the nation. Why do I need to give from my heart? As long as I give it. She says, no, give it from your heart. Of course, from my heart. What do you think it is? No, Hashem emphasized it. Also, we have next week is Parashat Zachor, a special mitzvah that Hashem gave us. Hashem gave us to read from the Torah once a year. Doesn't matter when. Actually, Chachamim said better to read it before Purim because Amalek came from Amalek. So it's a special mitzvah that you have to take the Torah out and you have to read the paragraph that talks about Amalek, that Amalek came. And Hashem gives us a mitzvah to read from the Torah. That's, when we read every Shabbat, the Chag, during the week from the Torah, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu made it, Ezra made it, just, you know, for our benefit. It's the privilege to read from the Torah. But actually, the obligation is once a year. Once a year, if there is a special Sefer Torah, 100%, and this was written by a real tzaddik, and you go up to the Torah, if they say the brachot is also from Hashem, they say the chachamim. The one that gets maftir has to have the kavanah and the brachot also. The Shulchan Aruch for the congregation. And says, this time, you're going to read a paragraph from Hashem. What are you going to read? Remember what Amalek did. It says, I have to remember what Amalek did. Yes, Hashem gave us a mitzvah. Zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek bapeh, in the mouth. That's to say. Say, what are you going to say? Not enough to say, I remember Amalek. It means you have to read the paragraph. Remember what Amalek did to you? He came out of Egypt. Amalek is not afraid of Hashem. Read it. Then, Achor timcheh et zecher Amalek, lo tishkach, says the Gemara. Well, we have a few mitzvot now. One mitzvah is to say with our mouth, Zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek, with our mouth. Have to read from the Torah. Of course, if I hear, it's like I read. And the second mitzvah is do not forget. And besides that, you have to read the mitzvah, do not forget. It means in your heart. Zachor ba'peh, lo tishkach ba'lev. That the heart should remember. And you have to remember. If you forget, I don't know what it means exactly. It means like this, that I said it, and now it has to be in my heart now, until next year I'm going to hear it from the Baal Koreh, from the Chazan. I have to remember in my heart, don't forget, it's a mitzvah to remember to destroy Amalek. It's a very strange thing. Hashem said, lo tishkach, don't forget. I just said it, another mitzvah. And then it's a mitzvah to go destroy Amalek, three mitzvahs. So the question is, what is really behind it? When you read the Megillat Esther, read the story of the Megillah. After Haman was hung, Haman was hung on the 17th of Nisan. Haman made the lotto on the 13th, the 12th, 13th of Nisan. And the lotto came that the following year, 11 months later, on the 13th of Adar, the Goyim have a right to execute all the Jews. Have a right. Mordechai, before the execution notices even came on Facebook, Mordechai already got notified from an angel about it. He came into his clothing, screaming on the street, put ashes on his head, wearing sack. He said, so right away he went to Esther. He says, you got to run. You got to run to Ahasuerus, cancel the Gezerah. So this was on the 13th, 14th, a little machloket. And right away they announced a fast of 3 days. Yudal et Vav Tzayin, 14, 15, and 16. Maybe 15, 16, 17, it's a little machloket about it. And on the 17th, Haman was hung. After the second party was hung, finished. I mean, the whole Gezerah took 3 days. From the time that Haman sent the execution notices until they hang him, Took 3 days. Finished. It's on the tree. On the tree, nevertheless, the Gezerah was not cancelled. And 70 days later, this was the 23rd of Nisan, Esther went and asked Ahasuerus to cancel so-called the books, the execution notices. And Ahasuerus said, I cannot cancel, let's send new ones to cancel the old ones. So the Megillah says in the text that actually Esther came to Ahasuerus and said, listen, we want to cancel the thought of Haman. Machashevet. Haman. Benadat HaAgagi. And then he says, Asher HaShav HaLudim LaAvlam. That he thought, of course, what you see in Spanish means, you know, nothing happened. But, you know, was a thought, was idea of Haman to destroy. So, but Esther doesn't say, just, you know, to cancel the decision. She says to cancel the thought of Haman. And the Megillah also says, after the whole thing, the Jubilee, the Purim, Megillah says, you know, Purim, Al Ken Kavul Amim Ele Purim. The holiday is a name for Purim. It doesn't say in the Torah why you call this holiday Sukkot, why you call this holiday Pesach, why you call it. But the sacrifice called Pesach. And the Torah doesn't say, listen, the name of this holiday should be so and so. Doesn't say so. There's no holiday. What does it make? How are you going to call the holiday? In the Megillah, Mordechai and Esther Mordechai wrote, Al Ken, therefore, Karu Lamim Ele Purim. So, what is the holiday is coming? You have to know the name of the holiday is Purim. Al Shem HaPur. What does it mean? Haman made a lotto, and then the thing was cancelled. So, let's start in the Megillah. Mazuit Megillah, Mazuit Meruach HaKodesh. There's Navi. He says, listen, you should know the holiday. It's coming up, Purim. He says, why it's Purim? He says, Purim in the old Farsi means a lotto. So that is the holiday. The holiday is lotto. If you win $450 million, the holiday is lotto. But holiday is Baruch Hashem, we were saved from Haman. You don't call the holiday lotto. Like you want to call Pesach, you want to call it a name coming down to Egypt. So that's a holiday, coming down to Egypt. The holiday is that Hashem skipped on the houses. The lotto was the beginning. But actually, the holiday is the Baruch Hashem was saved. So the holiday should be called the Savage, something, redemption, Savage, victory. And the people know how to make names. But let's not start with the lotto. But Esther wrote in the Megillah, you should know, the holiday is a lotto holiday. Actually, the lotto was nothing. It was a joke, the whole thing with the lotto. Because you see, that happened with the lotto. So Purim is a lotto. Purim is not a lotto. But the sentence before the Megillah says, Al Ken, therefore, it says that Haman thought to do something to us and the thing was cancelled. Therefore, it's called Purim because of the lotto. It has to do with Haman thought something, Purim is the lotto. And of course, if you remember from years before, the Gemara says, Mashiach will come in one version, says the Gemara, that all the holidays will be cancelled besides Purim. Says, something so great. Chachamim says Yom Kippurim, and it says Kepurim. Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim. So why it's called Yom Kippurim? Of course, it means Kippurim comes from Kapara. And it says no, it means something else as well. It says Yom Kippurim is Kepurim is like Purim. It means Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. You compare Yom Kippur to Purim, not Purim to Yom Kippur. What do you have in Purim? He says, well, Purim, you don't know what Purim is. What Purim is? Nothing. What do you know about Purim? He says, no, you should know. Don't underestimate the holidays coming. Yom Kippur is like Purim. He says, what is really behind this? So it's based on the Zohar, based on the Ari, says like this. You know, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot says, Avera goreret Avera, Mitzvah goreret Mitzvah. Somebody does a mitzvah, eventually he'll do another one. Somebody, the Hashem, does a sin, eventually another sin. He says, why? But it's contagious. spoke lashon hara. I said, "She's no soon. You can do another one." Mm. What do you mean soon? Doesn't matter. In 5 minutes, next day, next week. But for sure, you're gonna do another one soon. Avera pulls another avera. A mitzvah pulls another.
Why?
Again, it's based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Mishnah said, "Ose mitzvah konelo sanigor echad." Somebody does a mitzvah. Actually, what happened is he created in Shemayim a good angel. A sanigor, what we call in America, a good lawyer. Haose avera, chas v'shalom, somebody does a sin, konelo kategor echad. He created a prosecutor. So says the Zohar, says like this, you know, when a person does a mitzvah, at that moment, he creates a good angel. It's good energy. That good energy is an angel. That angel now, looking forward for the person to do the mitzvah. And then he does the mitzvah. But actually, why he did the mitzvah? He did the mitzvah because the thought that you had in your head, created so-called the positive entity, and that positive entity pushes you to do actually what you wanted to do. So the strength that a person has to do the mitzvah is not just his own strength that you know. I'm going to shake a lulav, I'm doing a mitzvah. I says, you know why you really have the energy to shake the lulav? Because you thought that you want to do that mitzvah to shake a lulav, so you created an angel. And that's what Gemara says, not only when you decide to do it. Gemara says if somebody wants to, only goes to the store and buys a lulav, already he can say the bracha. What bracha? You can say, on kniyat lulav. The Gemara says, really we could have said, you build the sukkah, the Gemara says, you can say already the bracha, the shev basukha. You can say it. So I didn't even start. I just bought the wood. And I start to build the sukkah. I say, you can say the bracha. And then it comes to court, you sit in the sukkah, you don't say the bracha anymore. Finish. What do you mean? You said it before. And said 2 weeks before, we start to build the sukkah. Actually, what it means is, when you decide to build the sukkah and you went to buy a lulav, already you created that angel, special angel, that he already is created. It says that the angel of the mitzvah is here. The mitzvah is here. You can say the bracha. So he is so-called a positive entity. So it's a very good entity. So he will push you to another mitzvah. That's the Mishnah says. Mitzvah goreret mitzvah. It says you do one mitzvah, you can do eventually another one. It says why? Why do another one? Because, do you know why you did this one? Because you thought before you thought I'm going to do that mitzvah. That thought created an angel. That angel is an entity. The Mishnah says, konelo, sanigor echad. So called konelo, like you say, konel akol, you created a good angel. It says, the good angel is looking forward, you should do more things. So he gives you another energy. He says, you did this mitzvah, so he, so called, goes inside your heart, inside your head, he says, do another one. And if Chas Shalom says the Mishnah, somebody does something bad, he created so called the prosecutors of the Mishnah. So you own the prosecutor. That prosecutor is Hezbollah. He wants to do only bad things. Or in America, it's called ISIS. Wants to do bad things. Another act. So why doing more things, more bad things? He says, listen, after they did one bad thing, they created bad energy, bad angel. That bad angel only likes to see bad things. Bomb this, slaughter this, make a fire here, do this, do that. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what the Zohar says. That's what the Zohar says. The Gemara says, Kashim Yerorei Avera, Me'avera. To think something bad, it's actually worse than the sin itself. I said, when you do a sin without thinking, so you just do the sin and you're out, finished. But usually a person thinks before he does the sin. So actually you know what you did. You already created so-called a monster, a bad monster. And that bad monster is not going to be just happy that you should do that thing that you thought. Because he loves to see more bad things. He's going to give you, he's going to penetrate inside you. And that's based on the pasuk in the Tanakh, the whole theory. The Tanakh said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he wants Ahab, it was the king of Eretz Israel, to go and to die in a war. But he never went to the front. He went to the war, but not in the front. It was covered with shield and chariot and everything. Hashem, it's in the text in the Tanakh, Hashem said to so-called to the Neshamot around Kisei HaKavod, who wants to go down and penetrate inside Ahab's heart to tempt him to go to the war? Because he decided not to go. He's not going to the war. All of a sudden, he changed his mind. He said, I changed my mind. I said, listen, when you change your mind, not necessarily that you change your mind. How come I did this? No, I thought like this. No, you didn't think like this. It's not true. An angel penetrates inside you, goes inside your heart, and the heart sends a message to the brain, and it says, let's do this. He says, why are you doing it? I think. You don't think. It's not true. It's not you. It is an angel that comes inside you. If you do a good thing, it says, I did a good thing. It says, not necessarily you did a good thing. Because once upon a time you did something good, you created so-called a good angel, and he pushes you all the time to do good things. And if Chas v'Shalom, somebody does a bad thing, then the bad thought of doing the bad thing created a bad entity. The bad entity will send messages to you, goes into the person's heart and says, do more bad things. Wrong decision, says the Nanavi. Ahab went to the war, Hashem wanted to be killed in the war. He goes to the war, somebody, Naaman, shot an arrow, hit sniper, and Ahab is dead. So you read the Tanakh, Ahab is dead, and says, Ahab is not dead. Ahab made a wrong decision? No, he made the right decision. He said he's not going to the war. But a so-called neshama, an angel, went inside himself. He made the wrong decision. That's the secret of our thoughts. That's really what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the thought of the person, are responsible for his acts. But it's not the thought itself. This is the angel that was created by the thought of the person. It's really what we say in the morning in the tefillah. Shekinah Sadolah, they made the tefillah. So we say like this: Rabot machshavot belevish. A lot of thoughts are in the person's heart. Va'atzat Hashem itakum. The advice of Hashem will stay. Whatever you think means nothing. That's the explanation. But doesn't say Machshevet Hashem. It says Atzat Hashem. Atzat Hashem. The advice of Hashem will stay. Your thought will not stay. So it's a thought and advice. Okay, that's no big deal yet, if you may say. The next sentence. Atzat Hashem le'olam ta'amod. The advice of Hashem will be forever. Machshevot libo. Hashem's thoughts in his heart, l'dor v'dor, for generations. It's a big difference. If you say forever, or you say for generations to come. Forever means forever, forever. L'dor v'dor doesn't mean forever. Imloch Hashem, l'olam. Hashem will be the king forever. But Elokaich Tzion, l'dor v'dor. It says, Hashem is going to be forever. But so-called Hashem supervises Tzion. It depends on the generations. Some generations Hashem was there, some are not there. Hashem was not there. Dor v'dor means generations. Le'olam means forever. Not everything is forever. Some things are only for generations. It's like this. Atzat Hashem, the advice of Hashem, le'olam ta'amud. That's what we say every morning. Le'olam, forever. Machshevot libo, the thoughts of Hashem. It's not forever. It says le'dor v'dor. What's the difference? As Chachamim explained to us like this, you should know, Hashem does not change his thoughts in his heart. Tzadikim can change it. Tzadikim can change the thoughts of Hashem. But you should know the power is the thought. But advice, it's not Hashem. The advice of Hashem comes from the kidneys. This is forever. If it's just thoughts, Hashem changes thoughts. Ledo vado, Hashem changes thoughts. Where? How? Says the Gemara, Vayizkor Elokim et Noach. It doesn't say Vayizkor Hashem et Noach. It says Vayizkor Elokim et Noach. Elokim is the judge. It says you should say Hashem remembered Noach in the Teva. Says the Gemara, no, you don't understand. The tzaddikim, they change Hashem's thoughts. That's what Machshavot Libo Ledor Vado. So the thought of the person, that's the main thing. Mikim Chachamim and gave us the biggest secret. It says in the text on Purim, that Mordechai and Shekhinah Gdolah made a paragraph in Mem, Mordechai v'Esther b'Shushan Abira, Amad Aleim Amad HaRasha. It's the time of Mordechai and Esther, Amad Bikesh Lashmid, Lahog Et Kol HaYudim, Taf Ben Hashim, Yom Echad, everybody. אתה ברחמך הרבים, ג' 13 לחודש, 12 חודש שנה. אתה ברחמך הרבים, יהיו הקדוש ברוך הוא ימי הנשיא. הפרת את עצתו וקלקלת את מחשבתו. I say, you know, the secret of Purim, you want to know? I tell you what happened. Haman came with the idea, and we say, you know what Hashem, what you did? You so-called canceled his advice, but you ruin his thought. What's the difference? What's the difference? What do we say? So Hamid tells us you should know the secret of Megillat Esther is the thoughts of Haman. That's the problem. He didn't do anything right. But that man came and he has a thought in his head. He said, oh, it's amazing. Why does this guy, it's so crazy. When you think about Haman is the top guy. And all of a sudden, one Jew doesn't want to bow down to him. He wants to kill all the Jews. Something is wrong with this guy. Person doesn't think like this. The so-called the top guy in the regime of Iran. Higher than Ahasuerus in the way the Gemara says. So everybody bow down to him. There's one Jew with a beard, one rabbi. Big deal. Orthodox rabbi doesn't bow down to Haman. He goes furious. Haman Chema. This is why I'm going to kill all the Jews. He said, how low can you be? I understand he lacks pride. I understand. He is a proud person. I understand. Fine. But there's a limit. You lower yourself. You know, he goes in the street. The horse doesn't bow down to him. Who cares about the horse? What do you think, Mordechai, who cares about him? From this view, he wants to kill all the Jews. On the other hand, when he comes to Ahasuerus in the middle of the night, he wants to hang Mordechai. On the tree, Ahasuerus asks him, he says, excuse me, if I owe a favor to somebody, what do you think the best thing? The Megillah said, Emer Aman Melibo, Aman thinks. He says, Lemi Yachpot Samelech, Yasot Yikar Yotar Memeni. What do you think? Who is more important? Probably the king means me. Stupid. If the king meant you, he would ask you. He would send you an email. You get a text message. You get apps. You get something on the desk. Listen, Haman, come. I want to give you something. This is the middle of the night, 2 o'clock in the morning. 2 o'clock in the morning. You come to Ahasuerus in the middle of the night. You want to ask him to hang Mordechai in the middle of the night. What's wrong with you? The king, Ahasuerus, can you imagine? You knock on the door of the president of the world. He says, hey, the Jew, the Jew over there, I want to kill him. He says, that's why you come to 2 o'clock in the morning to my house? Are you nuts? What's wrong with you? And Ahasuerus says, okay, tell me, I want to know what you think. If I want to respect somebody, I'm going to sit in his heart. The Megillah writes it in his heart. I think it's me. But the Megillah is Ruach HaKodesh. It's not a hardy boy. I said, no, it means to tell you that Haman, he is so-called in his heart. His thoughts are the ones that play the whole game here. Some of these guys say, what's Purim all about? Purim has to do with the thoughts. But Haman made a lot of. Don't think Purim means we were saved. No, that's not. I made a point. Purim party. So why Purim? I said, we read here the text doesn't say that. So why you have to be happy? Because the Gezerah was over. No. So they wouldn't call it Purim. Excuse me, what's the name of the holiday? Purim. Excuse me, what's Purim mean? Purim means the Lotto. Purim is the Lotto. So what does it mean, the Lotto? Lotto is nothing. Haman made the Lotto, and the Lotto was wrong. So what are you trying to tell me now? The name of the holiday is Purim because what? Because the Lotto. The name of the holiday is because Baruch Hashem was saved. No, you don't understand. No, not because of it. And the Megillah will tell you a secret. You know, the day of the execution was supposed to be, the Jews went and they killed 75,000 here, 300 here, another 500 here. So who cares about it? What does it mean exactly? You don't understand. I want to tell you something, a story, and you understand everything. So you look, he did a golden calf. He says, look at me, look back. He says, how could you make a golden calf 40 days after you had Hashem in front of you, and you're still under Har Sinai, and Rashi says the fire was still on. You imagine, you look in the back, you see fire, the Shekhinah, fire. There's no wood, no instruments, fire. And you downstairs, you do a golden calf. I mean, something's wrong. Something wrong with the people. How can it be? Let me tell us, I want to explain to you something. Look. Ham Israel came to a stop before Har Sinai. It was Refidim. There was no water over there. Okay? They came to Moshe and said, we need water. And Hashem told Moshe, go take the stick, touch the rock, hit the rock, water came. And the Torah says, did you know that place? It's called Massa Meriva. I said, you tested Hashem. Yes, Hashem bekirbenu imay. The text reads like this. We came to the place Refidim, was no water. We asked water. Moshe gave us water. Moshe went. That's a sign for Mabudi. Sign. He says that place is called Massa Umeriva. You tested Hashem. If Hashem is inside you. What do you mean, Moshe? We tested Hashem. We asked for water. Read the text, the end of Parashat Beshalach. That's what it says. The place that was no water, Refidim, Moshe changed the name. The name over here is called Masa Meriva. Masa Meriva means you fought, you quarreled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You tested him to see if he's inside you. The woman inside you. She says, I'm going to tell you what it is. Well, you know what they said? I'll tell you what they said. She says, there was no water. So Am Yisrael said, so you know what? I want to know if Hashem is really is a Mekubal. Does he know what we have in our heart or not? Hayesh Hashem bekirbenu imay. So we came out of Egypt. Hashem is Hashem. We want to know if Hashem really knows what I think. What do you mean? You want to see if Hashem knows what you think? This is called Avodah Zarah. It means this is called lack of emunah. It means you don't believe in Hashem. If you ask, can Hashem create a stone that he himself cannot pick it up? I says, that question means that you don't know is Hashem. You don't need an answer for this. You can't ask this question. Who created Hashem? Does Hashem eat? Who made him? He's going to be forever? I'm not going to be forever? Why is it there? How did he become there? How is the master of the universe? How can it be that he was, he will be, and I am not? Who made him? I don't understand what's going on. There is Hashem. Is not allowed to think those things. The thing that is, it's so called you damage the belief that you have inside you. So the minute that Am Israel says the Torah, ask Hashem, they want to know if Hashem knows what they have in the heart that created a prosecutor upstairs. Konelo kategorecha. It's called Avera Goreret Avera. The minute that you have a bad thought, says the Gemara, it's worse than the sin itself. It says the sin is an act. Forget about the act. But the root of the act is the thought. The thought produced, created a bad angel. That bad angel now is an animal, a creature, a monster, that he wants to do more bad things. He is going to go inside your heart again. He's going to tell you, you know what? Golden calf. You know what? Complain about this. You know what? Meraglim. You know what? You don't want the man. You know what? You don't want this. Korach, this, that. You read the Torah and say, how can it be? What's wrong with these people? One day they all voted for Korach in the election. Say, we don't want Moshe Rabbeinu. What's wrong with you people? Korach can lead you. You're in the middle of the desert. You're going to die in 5 minutes. Forget about it. We don't want Moshe. At the end of Moshe. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, something is inside your heart. He says, the prosecutor that you created inside your heart, and he gives you some kind of messages, links, and says, do this, do this. You think you did? You didn't do nothing. You are POW by those prosecutors that you produce when you thought, not what you did. That's what you say. That's a text read. You know Purim is all about the Telios. Hashem, what you did is you canceled completely his advice. His advice to Achashverosh. Listen, I won't do this, I won't do this. But v'kilkalta et machshavto. Hashem only ruined the thought of Haman. The gezerah of Haman is still here. He says, why? Because we did it. So when? I tell you when he did it. Listen. You know, remember one time there was no water. Remember what happened? You remember? You said, you want to know if Hashem is here or Hashem is not here. You know what you did actually? Actually, at that time, you created a prosecutor. You know what that prosecutor? The prosecutor flew right away and went into Amalek's head. And therefore, you go, Amalek. Amalek arrived. He says, Amalek arrived. How come he arrived? He says, well, I tell you what. The Jews did not learn Torah. They learned Torah. For this, Amalek doesn't come. He says, Rambam, let me explain to you the mechanism of the person's body. And the mechanism, what's going on in Shemayim, you understand the picture, the puzzle. Goes like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made your heart, in your heart you think. And the heart sends messages to the brain. Fine. Says the Gemara, the heart has to be busy all the time. Either you study all the time, or you work all the time. You want to go lie down in the beach, and you go and take a vacation. This, you know, you're in danger. Says the Rambam, the heart will have a vacuum, and right away you're going to have nonsense coming to your heart, send messages to your brain. Let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. That says emptiness. Emptiness in your heart causes your problem. Coming out of Egypt, says the Gemara, you didn't study Torah. I said, what? Let's think. What I think? I think I want to know if Hashem knows what I have in my heart. Does he know what I have thoughts? I says, why are you busy with this nonsense? You know what? Says the Gemara. They don't learn Torah. They don't learn Torah. That's what happened. That will happen. You have bad thoughts. You have bad thoughts. You create a bad entity. You have a bad entity. He comes to you later and tell you, listen, do this. Do God, don't care, do this. And the same time, he goes to Amalek, says, Moshe Kodavero. In Talmud Torah, he goes to another Hezbollah, ISIS, Fatah. This, on to the, he says, what's wrong with these people? For what you fighting? Why are you saying this? Why do you do this? He has no idea how he's doing it. He says, we produce, says the Gemara, we produce bad prosecutors. Those prosecutors run to other people, penetrates inside the head, like they penetrate inside Ahab's head, and then like, he comes in. Amalek came. Someone Amalek came. I said, Amalek came because you had bad thoughts. And it's going to be very hard to overcome Amalek. You'll never be able to finish him. This is why. Because constantly you lack of Torah, still you have in your heart those things. Here comes Hashem and says, Lo tishkach. Here's an Amalek. You have to remember in your heart. Don't forget in your heart. Take the Torah out. You say, why take the Torah out? Because I didn't have enough Torah in my heart, says the Rambam. If you have enough Torah in your heart, if you learn Torah all the time, or you work all the time and you don't have time to think. They say that the giant in Europe, his name was Shagat Aryeh, Tamar Gaon Vilna. He lived 100 years old. In those days, almost no one lived 100 years old. Almost no one. He lived 100 years old. 100 years old, he didn't feel well. He says he's dying. So they gave him to say confession. We do it. Kol Ma'avai Abok before somebody goes to Gan Eden. So it's a custom. If he's up, and I give him a text in the Siddur, it says, read, It says over there, I'm sorry I did this. Like, you know, like we do this every day, but in a longer version. They gave it to him and said, take it. He says, not only I did do a sin. Can you imagine somebody can say it? On his death bed. In a few minutes, he's going to die. So tell him, listen, confess. He says, I did not do a sin in my life. How can you say such a thing? He said, you know what? Not only I did not do a sin, I did not think to do a sin. I was so busy all the time with my head, either Torah or job or this or judgment, this trial, this. I didn't have time a minute. I used to fall off my chair to fall asleep. Used to get up again, like a train. Didn't rest for a second. Because Yaakov l'shev v'shalva, kafatz al rogo shel Yosef. You cannot have 1 minute off. That's the Gemara says, Gedola melacha. Nobody asked, Hashem did not ask, said, you should learn 20, you can learn 24 hours, learn 24. You can work, workaholic. But don't say, listen, I have few time, I have to kill a few hours till the plane will leave. Listen, that thing is the worst thing in the world, says the Rambam. That thing what caused vacuum in your heart, and then you have stupid thoughts in your head. How come I have thought anything like this? What happened? He says, you can't have the heart empty. That's what the Shakatara said. I didn't do a sin, I didn't have time to think to do a sin. Because I kept myself busy all my life. The minute Am Yisrael did not study Torah, she says, Rafui Dina Torah. It's not a sin not to learn. Don't have to learn. Go to the job. As long as you don't have empty time, available time gonna cause you to think. Cause to think something is not proper, that's gonna generate, gonna create a bad angel, he is gonna come back to you. Do this, you're never gonna finish. Avera gorerat avera, says the Mishnah. Eventually gonna be more sins. Why we do more sins? Because he's there, the prosecutor upstairs. You created the prosecutor. It's not only for this particular sin. He's going to tell you, do another one. I said, oh, Amalek. Amalek came. So how did it come? What happened? You might didn't understand how it came. I tell you how it came. Something penetrated inside his head. Everybody is afraid to come. Everybody. Everybody is afraid. Amalek comes. How did he come? He says, you know why I came? Because you did not study Torah. You did not study Torah. You had bad thoughts. You asked, does Hashem know what I have in my heart? This is a lack of emunah in Hashem. And it says, that's when you created the bad angel. He goes into Amalek's head, and he's going to come to attack you. Listen, you didn't keep Shabbat in time of Achashverosh. You went to the party of Achashverosh. That bad angel went into Haman. That stupid Haman, he wants to kill all the Jews. Why? Because Mordechai has martyred him. Listen, he is not himself. Haman is not Haman. He's the angel that penetrated inside Haman's heart, that sent an email to his heart, to his brain. Go do this. He says, what's wrong with you? He says, by Malay Aman Khema. He says, I think I have to destroy all of them. He says, he comes to Hashem in the middle of the night. Hashem asks him, what do you think? I owe a favor to somebody. Haman thinks in his heart, the Megillah writes it. He thinks, who is more important than me? Stupid. If it be you, Hashverosh will tell you, Haman, you know, I want to give you something. Hashverosh doesn't ask you this. Why are you saying like this? Because it's not you. It's the bad angel. Now, it's a good angel. Goes inside you. And because Mordechai gathered 22,000 children, learned Torah with them, the children's Torah, the Gemara says, is the best so-called good angels that we have, best lawyers, says the Gemara. They learned Torah. Haman goes to Achashverosh's palace, and all of a sudden Haman has that idea in his head. He said, he's going to tell Achashverosh me, and Achashverosh, the Gemara said, had a dream that Haman wants to kill him. He says, here he is. He wants to have the crown of the king. Haman, the stupid, said, Yasimu keta machut b'rosho, put the crown of the king on the head of the horse, or on his head. Achashverosh said, he wants to be the king. I just had a bad dream. He wants to kill me. Finish. Got the do it to Mordechai, and that's the end of Haman. The Megillah says you should know the whole idea is the thought. Purim is the holiday of the thoughts. It's not the holiday we were saved. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called Purim. Purim is called because Pur, because it's called Loto. The Loto means a thought. As you should know, Hashem kilkalta et machshavto. Hashem just ruined his thought. That's the whole thing. The whole poem is Amalek. What Amalek? Amalek is the thought that we have. We have to correct our thoughts. The minute we study Torah, we dimet Torah, the Torah says the Gemara. This is, you should know why we saved. Well, what happened? What happened? And what happened? Mordechai took 22,000 children and learned Torah with them. So, with the power of Torah, how does it win? It's very simple. It's mathematics. You learn Torah, you create a good angel. You create a good angel, he's going to penetrate in your enemy's head and he's going to walk away from you. But you have to keep doing it all the time, because if you're not doing it, so your heart is empty. Your heart is empty, you create a bad angel. You get a bad angel, you're going to do more sins. Catch 21. That's what the Gemara says. So the whole holiday of Purim, and the whole Parashat Zohar, the whole Amalek, the whole thing, Parashat HaShavua, Me'et Kulish Shedvenu Libo, Hashem says, Moshe, listen, they have to give from the heart the donation. Of course, from the heart. You don't understand. I want everybody to know that the heart is the most important part. That heart has to be filled that from good things. It says from the heart, he wants to give the donation from the heart. Because it means that he wants his heart to function on the good side to create good angels. Then eventually it's going to be good. But if you don't have it in your heart, eventually something else is going to come out of your heart, and that's going to destroy the good things that you do, you did, and you want to do only avera, goret, avera, bad things. That's what Chachamim say, the poor will stay forever. You know, from Rosh Chodesh already, you can read the Megillah. It says, what is this holiday? This is a holiday of the thoughts. It says, Yom Kippurim, like Purim. You know? Yom Kippurim, Hashem forgives us. On what? On the acts that we did. Purim, Hashem forgives us on the bad thoughts that we have. Much higher than that. Because the act, says the Gemara, you're not responsible for the act already. Why, says the Ari, says the Zohar? Because the need that you thought, you want to speak Lashon Hara, you already created an angel. And already he pushes you. Go, say the Lashon Hara. Say it, say it. It says, this already, you're already 50% inside the sin. Because, you know, how can you have power to resist an angel? You created him already. He says, do Lashon Hara. Then after Lashon Hara, he says, do another one. Do this. Yom Kippurim is a forgiveness on what we did. But what about what we thought? Before we did something, we thought about it, to do it. I thought I'm going to do this. I says, what's the kapara on this? I mean, said, Purim. That's what Megillah emphasizes all the time. Machshavto hara, the thought of Haman. The thought of Haman. Purim. Purim is the thought of Haman that he made the Loto. It's not so-called the Hashem saved us, of course. So were you happy? Were you happy? We're happy that Hashem canceled the bad thought that Haman had. Why he had a bad thought? Because we had a lack of Torah. Because Haman's grandfather was Amalek. He came because we had a vacuum in our heart, because we didn't study Torah. If you don't study Torah and you don't walk all the time, be careful. This is the minute that you have too much pleasure and you're not busy. If you're not busy, Chas v'Shalom, your heart, says the Rambam, is empty. If you're empty, you can do something with. Not one. Another one. Says who? Because the angel. How many say that's the whole power of Purim? That's the happiness. Nas Adar. Adar comes and says, why I'm so happy? You know what? I'm happy. Baruch Hashem, this month, Hashem showed us how we can cancel thoughts. Efarta et atzato vekilkalta et machshavto. The thought of Haman was not destroyed completely. Hashem just ruined it. That's because we didn't go back into the Torah, into the job's heart. We took it easy. Got married to non-Jewish girls over there. Walked on Shabbat over there. After the miracle. It's because we didn't accept it 100% to do this job. But eventually, Purim is forever. Because the thought will be corrected. It's not going to be just the Dovah Dor. It's going to be forever. Gemara says Purim is the highest holiday. But we have to prepare ourselves. We have to know what Purim is all about. Purim is the Loto. It's not, oh, Hashem accepts Haman, dancing. No, you don't understand. It's the Hashem changed the thoughts of Haman. Hashem changed the thoughts of Achashverosh. Hashem changed the thoughts of the Jews. And says that's the holiday. It's called Purim. אז זה ידעו את משך כמה במינה.
אמן, אמן.